Neil, let's be sensible.
It's hard to take this seriously.
Let's be sensible. Are you chasing James H?
When I knocked on his door the other day, there was some bloke there from Melbourne and another peanut from Carlton. We were third in the queue. What ape we got? There's absolute truth in that we want Nathan Fyfe just like we want James H.
No, there's not. You haven't made any approach to Nathan Fyfe.
We haven't made any approach to anyone.
You have.
No, we haven't.
There was Neil Barham, of course, being very coy on Friday Sports Chat, just avoiding that question regarding James Aish and going to Collingwood. Greg Swan is the CEO of the Brisbane Lions. He's been good enough to join us. G'day, Greg.
Hello, KB. How are you?
Have you seen Barmy up there sniffing around, talking to people?
Yeah, he's like, remember when he did that thing with Geelong and they all came into town? I've got spies at the airport waiting for that to happen, actually.
They're in camouflage now. But it does seem that you're concerned about James Aish. He did play on the weekend after being dropped, and he was, I think, fourth last year in the NAB Rising Stars, so he's a fine young player. But you think it's going to be pretty hard to hang on to him?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's probably just from being around the traps for a while. Yep. I mean,
you know, gut feeling.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he hasn't signed yet. As I said the other day, all of his peers, they've all re-signed, and he lives with Darcy Gardner and Louis Taylor, and they've re-signed, and so everyone of that group in that era have re-signed, and he hasn't yet. So, I mean, it's cause for concern, I suppose. That's probably the issue there.
But what is a bit surprising is that it seemed that you think that, or the club thinks, or others think, that a lot of the talk is coming from Melbourne-based clubs and maybe not Adelaide-based clubs. Now, I don't know whether, the Adelaide clubs are just, staying low just at the moment, but you obviously think that there's Melbourne-based clubs and Collingwood's one of them who are chasing him.
Oh, look, now, I'm not sure who put those names out there, but it's probably just, that's part of the scuttlebutt. I mean, we don't know who's talking to James or Pickers or how that's working, but that's a bit of the scuttlebutt around the trap that there's a few in Melbourne. And, yeah, you're right. We haven't heard, no one's going to ring us directly anyway, but, he's an Adelaide boy and obviously, his family and everybody's still there and, they're a famous footballing family, the Ashes in Adelaide. So, that's probably the place where you'd logically think he goes. But, in this day and age, everybody's got a wish list and, whether they're Melbourne clubs or Adelaide clubs, I suppose, like as you touched on at the start, he finished fourth in the Rising Star. He's a really good player and there's probably a lot of clubs that'd like to have him in their team.
Greg, we've been talking a little bit this morning about Carlton in a rebuilding stage. Do you see the Brisbane Lions officially in a rebuilding stage?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I suppose naturally we are because we're very young. I think at the moment we've got the youngest team that's playing on the ground, in the whole competition. Mm. And so, we've lost a couple of experienced guys at the minute who aren't playing, with Tommy Rockliffe and Pierce Hanley and Daniel Merritt. So, the rest, Harris Andrews played his first game. So we're probably going to get younger as the season goes because we've got some young guys in the NEFL that we think are okay. And, and that's the place we're at. We did have a good pre-season. It's funny, you certainly reevaluate your stocks as you go. Because, I mean, we had a pretty good pre-season. We didn't lose a game in the pre-season. But yet after three games, we're on the bottom. And so all of a sudden you have a look at your team and you say, we might have to just keep playing these young blokes because, the situation we're in is where we can't keep serving up what we've served up with the same sort of group of players. So we might as well blood some more youngsters and see how we go.
In fact, I think a lot of us, Greg, think Brisbane's been very, very disappointing because with Dane Beams coming to the club and Alan Christensen coming to the club to add to what it looked to be a pretty strong midfield, then Leuenberger coming back from injury, Daniel Rich coming back from injury, everyone thought, the Lions just might surprise a few clubs. But in the games that I've seen and also called on the weekend, very poor down back in terms of experience and height, and the same up forward. You don't have any key defenders or key forwards. So you might have a reasonable, midfield, but that's something that's got to be addressed pretty quickly.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and it's even at three-quarter time, I think we'd gone inside 50 the same amount of times as Richmond, but we just can't keep it in there, and there's no big guys down there. And look, we're probably a little bit unlucky. He's only a kid, but we've got pretty good raps on Jonathan Freeman And, you know, he's been injured. He played a few games last year. He kicked four in a game at the MCG, and he kicked three in another time. Like, we think he's a good player. He's a 200-centimetre forward. And then Closey went down last week, who's obviously another young forward. And then Dan McStay. So between them all, they've probably played about 20 games, you know. So it's they're really inexperienced, and a couple of them are injured and out. So, and similarly down back, you know, look, there's no question about that. But even in the midfield, we haven't been able to get them all out there at the same time. You know, Tommy Rockliffe probably won't come up this week. And so he's out again. And, you know, as I said, Pierce Hanley's going well in his rehab. So hopefully he's back just after the bye. But, yeah, so we haven't even had all them out on the park as well. But you're right. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, a genius to work out we need some key position players. And that's sort of the focus of where we're at the moment.
But with that, Greg Swan has joined us, CEO of Brisbane Lions. You know, Brisbane up there, we're tied up north. It's not easy to run a football club up north. And in drafting, you've got to wait 2, 3, maybe 4 years for even maybe the best of the key position players to come through. We've even seen that, you know, with Gold Coast Suns and also with the Giants. Does that mean that you'd be out there looking at other clubs, mainly, Greg, to try and bolster those ranks, you know, like Aaron Black or, you know, Tyrone Vickery? I only mention these guys because they can play, and at the moment they can't get a game or not playing for their club, say, North Melbourne and Richmond. Yeah. So are they the sorts of players at the moment that you're scanning and have a look at?
Yeah, look, I think all those guys that you mentioned and others, I mean, it's probably, you know, we wouldn't be the only club looking for key position players. And if you've got A-grade big guys, then they're locked away and they're hard to get. So, yeah, you're right. You're looking at guys that are in good clubs with maybe an abundance of big guys that can't get a game and, you know, that would certainly get a game up here. So, yeah, we're looking at those. But we will, you know, we'll hopefully go to the draft. But you're right. You can draft. Doesn't matter who it is. It could be the best. Well, it will be. It'll be the best young tall in the comp. And yeah, they take time. I mean, you look at Paddy McCartan on the weekend, everybody knows he's going to be a really good player, but, you know, he's going to take a bit of time for it to click, and it's hard for those young key position players. So, yeah, we do need someone that can fill the void straight away.
So James Aish, in fact, might fall into that category where, you know, maybe he's expendable for the Brisbane Lions because at the moment you've got greater needs and, you know, maybe you're better off in the midfield than you are up forward. So I know you don't like to lose any good young player, but in the end it may even be a win for the Brisbane Lions.
Well, look, you're right. Like, if you've got good talent, you don't want to lose it. Like, it doesn't matter what position they play. So we don't want to lose James. But, yeah, look, if we do, well, then perhaps that's something that we look at, you know, depending on where he went or what he decided to do, you know, whether they've got some tall timber that, you know, we could swap for. You know, there are a lot of things that might play out, but fundamentally we don't want to lose good players. I mean, that'll be another good young bloke on the back of the five we lost a couple of years ago. And you know, if you look at those guys now, you know, Elliot Yeo and Pollack and, you know, Billy Longer and Doherty, and, you know, if they were in our team at the minute, you know, we'd be in a lot better shape. So, you know, you keep losing players, you get replacements, obviously, and we're happy with the guys, but, you know, it's put you another two, three years behind because you've got to, you know, get the games into these kids and away they go. But, you know, look, that's our lot at the moment, and we'll keep playing the kids, and we certainly haven't given up on the season. But, you know, we thought Harris Andrews did a really good job in his first game. He's a great competitor, and you can see in 3 or 4 years' time he's going to be a really good player. So if we can get games into him now, and as he gets bigger and develops, he's going to be a really good player for us. So there's a few kids like that we've got, and we're just going to keep tinkering with it until we get it right.
Greg Swan has joined us. Greg, you take on the West Coast on Sunday. Of course, all part of the Anzac Day commemoration. Hard word. And you've got a special jumper that you're actually going to wear on this particular game?
Yeah, we have. We've designed one. We do a fair bit with the 7th Brigade up here. And, so that's something that we've done. And, look, it's been really well received, too, amongst the supporters. So, it's just a one-off. You know, it's got a Less We Forget on the back of the Guernsey. And, it's a commemorative jumper, but it's a good one. And, everybody, I just heard a bit of a thing by Benny there before, but, you know, before I came on. And, yeah, everybody's really, like, Anzac Day is a very special day, and obviously falling on a Saturday this year and, you know, sort of almost rolling over, you know, we play on a Sunday, but everybody's sort of doing their bit for the cause, and, you know, we've got Legacy coming along and hoping to raise some money for Legacy and things like that. So it's a really the AFL will certainly get behind Anzac Day, and we're all happy to play our part in that.
And just one final question. Michael Close went down with that knee injury at Etihad. What's happening there in terms of legal proceedings? Is there anything happening there in terms of compensation?
Yeah. Well, no, look, not so much compensation. We did get a letter on from Michael's legal representatives on Friday. So we forwarded that on to ours and obviously to the AFL. And, so now it's the subject of a bit of a legal wrangle. But there's some reports being done, one by the AFL. I think Etihad did one, and the AFLPA. Well, we've just got the AFLPA's report. So we'll collate all those, have a look at those, forward them onto the legal people as well. But it's subject to legal proceedings now, so we'll see how that pans out.
Just finally, tribute to Jonathan Brown. You've got a big farewell to the Lion King. That's taking place here in Melbourne.
It does. We've had one up here. He's had more farewells than Melly Melbourne Brown. He's got one down in Melbourne on the Friday before the Carlton game. So that's Friday the 8th.
8th of May.
Yep, at Crown. And look, it's really selling well. And, it's Lee Matthews is going to go through his five favourite moments of his career, and or Lee's five, the things that Lee remembers from Brownie, the five best things that he ever did while he was here. So it's a good lunch, and for all the people, certainly all the old Fitzroy people, but the Brisbane people who have watched him over 15 or 16 years, it's a good lunch, and he's a funny man, Brownie, so you'll have a great day if you get along. So it'll be good. So that's the Friday before the Carlton game.
Farewell the Lion King, 8th of May, Crown Palladium, 12 to 3, lions.com.au to download a booking form, or you can actually call 07-3335-1717. Tickets are still available. Greg, always great to catch up, and we'll speak soon.
Thanks. I'm proud of you, KB. You didn't even mention about the Tigers beltness on the weekend. I was waiting for that to come, so you're very humble.
We've got bigger fish to fry. Good on you, Greg.
KB.
Greg Swan, CEO of the Brisbane Lions. So